Chapter 6 39 Thieves.
20? You need 20 donkeys? Asked the man, surprised.
Yes, that's what I said. 20, replied the thief.
Well, I don't have 20 donkeys, said the man. But I can sell you 2. They are in my field, at the back of the house. Come with me, and I will show them to you.
The thieves were following their leader's plan. First, they went all round the town to look for donkeys. When the donkeys' owners saw the gold coins in the men's hands, most of them were happy to sell their animals. By the end of the week, the thieves had bought all 20 donkeys. Big donkeys, small donkeys, old donkeys, young donkeys, brown donkeys, grey donkeys, black donkeys, white donkeys.
Why does our leader want 20 donkeys? One thief asked another. Has he gone mad?
I don't know, the other replied. But we have to do as he says.
While the thieves were buying the donkeys, their leader was visiting a pottery outside the town. The potter was painting a coloured pattern on a clay cooking dish.
Are you looking for pots, my friend? Asked the potter.
Yes, I am, replied the leader. But these are pots you must make for me. I need 40 large oil jars. They must all have lids, but the lids must not be too tight. And the jars must be ready by the end of the week. It is very important.
The potter stared at him.
A week is not long enough to make 40 jars, he replied. I am not sure if I can do it.
If you can, I will pay you with a bag of gold, said the leader of the thieves.
He held up a bag of gold. Then he held up his sword.
But if you don't do it, you know what will happen.
The potter nodded his head and hurried off to begin making the clay jars.
I'll ask my brother to help me, the potter said to himself. And my sister's husband. If we all work hard, we will do it.
When the 40 jars were ready, the leader of the thieves went to an oil seller's stall in the market. He filled one of the jars with oil. Then he sent for one of his men and told him to bring the 20 donkeys. The leader loaded up the donkeys with 2 jars each. Then he led them quickly into the forest to meet the rest of the thieves.
Now for the next part of my plan, he said. Each of you must climb into one of these jars.
Climb into the jars? But why? Asked one man. And how will we breathe?
The lids are very loose, replied the leader. Don't worry, you will be able to breathe. Take your swords and your daggers with you. You are going to need them. We will arrive at the house with 39 men in 39 jars.
What about the 40th jar? Will you climb into that one?
Asked one man.
No, replied the leader. I will put on a disguise and lead the donkeys. The 40th jar is full of oil. It's part of my plan. I am going to pretend to be an oil seller. I will lead the donkeys to the house that Mustafa showed me. I will ask the man who lives in the house if I can stay the night, because I am in the middle of a long journey. Then, if he lets me take the donkeys into the courtyard, he will find that he has let in 40 thieves with swords and daggers. This unhappy man will be sorry that he stole treasure from me.
So each thief picked up his sword and dagger and climbed into a jar. The leader put on a robe with a big loose hood, so his face was hard to see. Then he set off with the 20 donkeys and the 40 jars. By the time they reached the town, it was nearly dark. Soon they found the house with the roses and an orange cat. There was a man sitting outside on a stool by the blue door. He was watching the people go by and listening to the birds as they settled down for the night. When the leader of the thieves saw the man, he pulled the first donkey's rope. When it stopped, the other donkey stopped too.
"Good evening," he said to Ali Baba.
"Good evening," replied Ali Baba, looking surprised. He stood up and patted the nose of the first donkey. "My name is Ali Baba. What can I do for you, my friend?"
"I am an oil seller from a faraway land," said the leader of the thieves. "My donkeys are tired, and so am I. May we stay here tonight? We will be no trouble. And in the morning, we will be on our way."
"You say you are an oil seller. Where is your oil?" asked Ali Baba. He wanted to be sure that this stranger was an honest man. So the leader of the thieves pointed to the one jar which had oil in it.
"It's in these jars, of course. It's the best oil in the land. Would you like to see it?"
He raised the lid of the jar, and Ali Baba looked inside. Then he looked up at the leader and smiled. "You are welcome to stay," he said. "Bring your donkeys into the courtyard."
"Thank you very much. You're very kind," said the leader of the thieves.
Then he led the line of 40 donkeys through the door. "I can see that the poor animals need food and rest," Ali Baba said. "Take the jars off their backs and lead them into the stable. Give them some hay to eat and some water." So the leader of the thieves unloaded the donkeys and led them into the stable. He left the 40 jars in a long row in the courtyard.
"You can leave your jars of oil there for the night," said Ali Baba. "They will be quite safe. Now come into the house, and I will find you something to eat."
He led the leader of the thieves into the house and called for Majana, the servant girl.
"Where is my wife?" he asked her.
"She is in bed, master. Both the ladies and your son have gone to bed early this evening."
"Very well, Majana. Make this man something to eat, please. He is a guest, and we must treat him well."
Majana sighed. She was tired and was looking forward to a rest.
"Yes, master," she replied, and went into the kitchen.
Soon, Ali Baba and his guest heard the clattering of pots and pans. The leader of the thieves dined well that evening. Majana gave him meat and rice, peaches and cheese, and he enjoyed it all.
"My plan is going very well," he thought. "Soon, Ali Baba will be my prisoner."
Ali Baba entered the kitchen as Majana piled up the empty supper plates.
"I am going to bed now," he told her.
"Majana, please see that our guest has everything he needs. In the morning, I will go to the bathhouse very early. I will need soap and towels." So Majana went to collect the soap and towels, and Ali Baba went to bed. The leader of the thieves told Majana that he wanted some fresh air before he went to bed.